So now I'm moving on to my piece of this presentation, which is on building conceptual models with African American fathers being at the center. I have no relationships to disclose. To piggyback on some of the introduction in terms of the background and significance, the greatest percentage of children living apart from their fathers is among African American families. Over half of African American children in the U.S. live in households without their biological father, and research supports the importance of positive father involvement in general in children's lives. And so the lack of meaningful relationships between children and their fathers puts the whole family at disadvantage. And if we're talking about half of children not living in a household with their father in terms of the African American community, this puts half of families at a disadvantage already. Another important piece is we know that this to be true, that half of family, African American families are put at disadvantage with their fathers not being in the household, but the programming has not adequately addressed the issue. African American non-resident fathers have become dissatisfied and disaffected by programs that are neither conceptually grounded nor sensitive to relevant father and child outcomes. So there have been programs that have been created specifically for African American fathers. However, they have focused a lot of times on the mother's perspective. They've focused on just a financial contribution and not necessarily fathers being emotionally and physically involved in their children's lives. So the purpose of this presentation is to describe the conceptual framework that was used to design and test the Building Bridges to Fatherhood program. I thought it was important to start with some literature and to provide you with some resources in terms of the literature review that was used to set the foundation and the conceptual framework for the Building Bridges to Fatherhood program. So there's this, I'm not going to go through this, but these are some places to start. And this picture is the actual conceptual framework of the study that we are currently doing. And as you can see, this is intervention work. There are very specific intervention targets, and then there are outcomes. And so what we expect to happen is that the Building Bridges to Fatherhood program has an impact on psychological well-being, communication skills, the father-mother relationship quality, problem-solving abilities, and parenting competence. In turn, we're hoping that these things, along with the program in and of itself, would have an impact on increasing paternal involvement and increasing child outcomes. Because I'm very visual, and because the name of this is about fathers being at the center, I wanted to give a different visual of what we are doing. This intervention puts fathers in the middle, at the focus of what we are trying to influence, and these things that lead upward and outward hopefully will impact the child. And so a lot of times we look at childs being disadvantaged or having behavioral problems and we start with the child. Let's fix the child. And as you can see with this model, we are starting at the father. We are saying that the father is important to the child. How can we improve some things with the father so that the child would have better outcomes? And so what I'm going to do now is just go through the father outcomes. I'm sharing with you the measures that we are using to test. And I just want to emphasize the importance of these things to African American fathers when they are being involved with their children. Excuse me. So the first area of father outcomes are psychological well-being. And we are measuring self-esteem, general stress, racial stress, depression. I just want to highlight that racial stress is something that is particularly important to African-American fathers in our country. And so we felt that that was crucial to include that, not just general measures of stress, but also how racism is impacting fathers and their ability to thrive and feel whole psychologically. Parenting competence is measured by self-efficacy and satisfaction. So we are using the Parenting Sense of Competence Scale along with parenting skills and knowledge. So it's important to know that just having skills and knowledge is not necessarily enough. You have to also have the self-efficacy and satisfaction to feel like you know it and you're implementing it and you feel good about it for you to feel competent as a whole parent. And the next piece measures communication and problem solving, and we're doing that in two ways. We are using the tolerance for disagreement scale, which measures your ability to deal with conflict or disagreement. And we are also, we started off using the HITS, which is actually a tool that we're using to screen for eligibility. So in our study, we want to make sure that we are not including individuals who are currently in domestic violence relationships. And so we use the HITS to just kind of screen out and make sure that there is not, you know, a domestic violence situation that's currently going on. And so if they are over a certain score, we need to do a little bit more digging and find out that, you know, that this is not a current domestic violence situation, that our intervention is not going to escalate conflict and cause problems. And so that's something that we use to measure that. But we also think it might be interesting to see, like, those that are below the flag, does that score change over time with our intervention? In terms of increased paternal involvement, that's measured by the Fragile Family Survey, and that is material and in-kind support. Again, we often think about support as things, you know, material in terms of clothing and school supplies and uniforms. However, I think it's also important to think about fathers being at doctor's appointments or taking children places and picking them up from daycare and being involved in their school as things that are important to child development and important as a parent to be involved in. The next thing that we measure is direct father-child interaction, and that's measured through the JIPI. And this really focuses on how parents love, teach, and guide their children. So again, those non-material things that are important between a parent-child relationship. Looking at the relationship quality between the co-parents, again, is about decreased conflict and increased supportiveness. So this measure, again, we're looking at the HITS, but we're also looking at the quality of relationships inventory. How supportive is this person to you? They don't necessarily have to be in a romantic relationship. It's still important as co-parents to be able to talk and support one another as you raise your child together. And last but not least, the end game is improved child outcomes, and we've used the BASC to measure that. And the BASC gives us measures of behavioral, emotional, and social development of the child. And so this picture depicts what a positively involved father is. And as you can see, there are a couple different domains that positive father involvement encompasses, and that is that they are engaged. I'm going to read it, it's kind of small. Fathers spend time interacting with their children. They're responsible. Fathers help make decisions about their child's welfare and care, and they are available, emotionally and physically available, and connected to their children. This one is really hard to see, but it is basically the results. So taking the conceptual framework and then leading all the way to the intervention, and you'll see this later in Dr. Julian's presentation, is the different units, which is fatherhood, communication, and parenting, and how that plays out in the intervention in terms of supporting fathers to be positively involved in their children's lives. And so, in summary, placing African American fathers at the center of models allows the impact of a culturally relevant intervention created by and for African American fathers to be tested and disseminated. And so the presentation that I'm going to give next is Dr. Julian's, and it really talks about how she engaged African American non-resident fathers into the development of the intervention called Building Bridges to Fatherhood. Just as we were going through the presentation, I feel like one of the things that we didn't mention is that our group leaders also are African-American non-resident fathers. And so I think that was an important piece that was a part of the study, and I feel like we didn't say that. Because there's three African-American women up here, I want to make sure that you know that we are not the ones that are doing the groups. There's actual African-American men conducting the groups for the intervention as well. So I think that's an important piece to note.
Well, thanks again for our presenters, and thank you for attending the Black Health Workers presentation. We have one more session this afternoon on faith in the Black community.